We're here with Dominic Austin, former football player for Kempner High School, University of New Mexico, and the Indianapolis Colts. Welcome to the Candy Store. I can't wait to hear all about your Tackle for Cancer nonprofit organization.
Tackles for Cancer came about. I got diagnosed with stage 3 cancer in May of this year. And after I got diagnosed, I also reached out to Beyonce, and I became a Be Good ambassador for her brand, and I'm still a Be Good ambassador for her brand. So I launched a nonprofit, and our whole objective is to help cancer patients who've already been diagnosed and who are experiencing financial hardship. You know, when I was going through my battle, I felt a conviction in regards to no one should have to go through cancer alone. So we're a help resource for folks who don't have the support, don't have the family or the financial means to fight this fight, because you need all hands on deck. So it takes a team effort to tackle cancer, and that's what we're about.
So when you went in, how did you find out you had stage 3 cancer?
I was experiencing stomach discomfort, fatigue, and I had 3 marble-sized knots on my shoulder. And I thought that they were attributed to weightlifting, or either that, weightlifting or wearing a backpack, just a normal kind of day-to-day activities. And, you know, as a growing up as a football player, you just learn to kind of cope with those things. But once I went to the doctor at the Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas, which is one of the top 5 hospitals in the country, he basically rubbed his hand on the side of my shoulder and recommended that I get those lumps examined for cancer. In May, I went and got my biopsy done. And before I even officially got the results back, my doctor called me to kind of prep me to fight the fight. He told me that Suzanne Summers wrote a book about cancer, and she expressed there are only 2 types of curable cancer, one of which was lymphoma. So he recommended that I read the book and prepare myself for a grueling 5 to 6 months of chemo.
How did you handle this emotionally, Dominic? I've been there. Hearing those 3 words, you have cancer.
Emotionally, it was tough. You know, when I initially got diagnosed, I didn't plan on telling anybody about it because I was very emotional once I got diagnosed. You know, when you find out you have cancer, those are the words that you never want to hear, or that you never think will apply to you. You know, I was in great shape. You know, I felt like I was doing all the right things, and I just felt like that wasn't my set of circumstances. So once I went through, had my pity party for about 3 days, you know, I sat in my apartment and just bawled my eyes out, trying to figure out, you know, how I was going to beat this. And it became too much for me. So I decided to reach out to, I have 2 sisters, for support. And we got on the phone and we cried together, and we prayed together. And then from there, my middle sister, she decided that it was too much for her. And so she ended up telling my parents, and the next day my parents flew out to L.A. to be with me after my treatment. Once my parents came out, I felt even better. And then from there, I just started to use all the social media as a platform to let people know that this can happen to anybody and to not take it lightly, and that there are help resources available for folks that are going through this battle and feel like they're going through it alone, because nobody should feel like that they should have to go through this alone. Stress can be a major contributor to cancer, and internalizing a lot of the emotional aspects of dealing with something like this is just not healthy. So the more I released, the better I felt.
Tackles for Cancer is a 501c nonprofit organization. You have a big holiday fundraiser and soiree coming up Monday, December 22nd. Tell me about that.
On Monday, we're having our launch event, and the theme is called Christmas in Paris. It's going to be at the Hughes Hangar and the De Gaulle, which are right next to each other off of Washington. And we're also going to have a silent auction. We have a number of NFL teams that are sponsoring our event. We've got an autographed football from Andre Johnson. We've got one from Deshaun Jackson. We've got a ball from the San Diego Chargers. We've got a ball that's autographed by the whole Dallas Cowboy team. The Gene and Jerry Jones Foundation donated a tour. Kind Snacks was very generous and donated Kind bars for all the attendees at the event. Catfish Station, they're also going to be one of our sponsors. So the Houston community as a whole, Beyonce included, it's like family. They have embraced me with open arms, and been with me through this whole ordeal. So I couldn't have this launch event anywhere else but Houston.
All right. God bless you, Dominic Austin, and the great work you're doing at Tackles for Cancer. I wish you all the best with your NFL star-studded soiree and fundraiser at the De Gaulle at Hughes Hangar, 2811 Washington Avenue, this coming Monday, December 22nd at 7 p.m.